This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
First off, you're not going to accuse me of stealing because I don't do what you're saying that I do.
No,
I do not.
You steal from your grocery store.
I stole from the grocery store I worked at. I don't steal from the grocery store I shop at.
Oh, okay.
When you work at a grocery store, who is everybody in here? You have, right?
I have, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You steal food.
No, I was only 14. I was scared to do anything.
Okay, I was like 14.
Oh, okay.
Hey, absolutely. Like, I was trained to steal food.
Okay, what?
One of the duties of being like the low man on the totem pole in a grocery store is you had to go around with a razor blade and get the gum off the floor. Like, you, so you'd go around like, and like scrape the gum off the floor. So the guy who taught me, Dave, We're walking around the store and he's like, this is the worst job and you hate it. And he's like scraping the gum on the candy aisle. And then he goes, takes his razor blade and like slices open a thing of M&Ms. And the M&Ms spill on the floor. He's like, oh, this one's open. I guess we got to put it in the back.
Get
out. Oh my gosh. Like, oh.
You sabotage.
So then I'm chewing gum and spitting it out in front of things. I'm like, in front of the hostess hose.
Slice the makers open.
I was 14. You're right. It makes sense. Okay, but the real thing we're talking about is not stealing produce. It's touching it. The question has been asked, is it a breach of morality to squeeze a blueberry before you buy it?
You touch it, you bought it.
I agree.
Coming from the two people that don't buy produce.
I know, because everyone who buys produce, they think you think you're better than everyone.
Exactly.
We are better than you.
This piece of fruit started off across the country. It crossed through how many hands, all these miles to get here. It's still only like 18 cents, and you're like, no, not good enough for me. It's a little squishy.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't even test it at all. You should grab it and be thankful it's there in the store to begin with.
What about
Shut up, Steve. I'm tired of hearing you, little giggle box, when he's saying dumb stuff. Like, that's, no. If you know fruit, like, I'm not going to waste my money. How much is a packet of blueberries? Like $2.99 or something?
Probably more. Probably like $6.99.
Are they really that much?
Yeah.
Lately, the blueberries have been
they're like massive.
Baby plums. They're like, they're as big as a grape. I swear to God. Because I do the Justin Timberlake thing, and the new ones you can't do it with. The Justin Timberlake thing is you buy a package of raspberries and then you impregnate the raspberry with a blueberry.
Oh, I love doing that. I call
it's
them gnomes.
It's so good. Yeah, you have to have the little blueberries to make it happen. In fact,
Justin
Driscoll's
Timberlake. I don't understand
out,
the reference.
Justin Timberlake,
he had like a drink
did it
or
on
right?
Instagram or whatever and was like, this is the only way to do it. And he like put it out. And then Driscoll's, the makers of blueberries and raspberries, put out containers of already impregnated raspberries with a blueberry.
But it's still stealing.
It's not stealing. Like, during COVID, I remember distinctly, like, Noah's like, can you make pico de guaco, which is what I call my guacamole because I don't like it smashed. I like big chunks. So I call it pico de guaco. Never mind. But like, you can't, to get an avocado ready to make something, all the avocados look exactly the same.
Yeah.
And the second you touch it, you know, oh my God, this is already too squishy. I'll never be able to make anything. Or this is so hard. This is not going to be ready unless I put it in a bag with a banana for a week.
So you put it back. You touched it. You squish it. And then
correct.
You put it back.
And during COVID, people are like eyeballing you going like, I'm like, I have hand sanitizer on my hand. I'm wearing a mask. Like, what's the difference? I'm not don't look at me like I'm stealing something.
You weren't 6 feet. You were within 3 feet of stealing.
I was within 1 inch. I practically licked them. I had to take my mask down and lick my hand 1,000 times
for the bag.
In the stupid store.
Get the
yes.
bag open. I did the same thing, too.
Or I'd go over to where they have asparagus on ice and dunk my hand in
that.
You leave your mask
on. Or like the rainforest section.
Yes.
Yeah,
just stand there and wait for the...
Yeah.
I just stand underneath the whole...
You act like you've been in the produce section.
I was just sipping on my chocolate milk.
So is it wrong to squeeze a blueberry?
No.
Yeah.
I think it is, yeah.
We need people to text in to 51059, wrong or right? You can't buy, if you buy a blueberry that's too hard, it's nasty.
Mm-hmm.
I know, but USDA says no. You're not supposed to.
Quote me. Tell me where are you? He's on the USDA side going, according to scientists.
Well, where does it end? Why is only produce that we do that to? Why don't we cut open the bags of flour and
exactly.
take a sniff?
Ice
and,
cream. And
yeah, all that. We got to make sure it's
are
not
you
frostbite.
This dumb?
Frostbite.
You're not this dumb. Like, produce.
I might be this dumb. Don't challenge me.
No, you know, produce is the only thing that changes. Like, it is ripe, unripe, overripe.
Okay. But do you do it to meat? What about meat?
You
do
can
you stick
see
your finger
it.
In the meat?
I see him doing that.
No. Yeah. But you look at the chicken is out. Like you don't have to touch meat to know if it's good.
You smell it though. Mm-hmm.
I just think everyone's just acting so privileged. Like we got all this food here and then we're still just like so snotty about it all the time. Like we're like I'm not buying this.
I'm still allowed.
It's a little squishy.
No, because I want to make sure that I'm getting good fruit that's going to last me the whole time.
Gosh. I'm not wasting 18 cents on this.
Oh, my God.
If
it's not 18 cents.
No.
It's like $5-6.
But you're screwing over everybody else.
How am I screwing over anybody else?
Because you already mashed everything.
I didn't mash it. I just squeezed it a little.
That was mashing.
No, I just barely. I just on the outsides of it.
Okay, men should never do that.
I'm just like, yes. The pretend it's you shaking the dew off the lily. That's what I do to the blueberry. Here, let me show you. Come over here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.